go ahead and get the recording of the meeting started. We're using that one now. This is a meeting of the Rome PID number 1 board. Meeting was previously noticed for 11:30 a.m. And so just for the purposes of the audio recording, want to make note that we have all three of our board members here in attendance today remotely. We have Seth, Holton, and Walker are all here. Also, myself, Matt Entz with Snow, Jensen, and Reese, District Council, and here with me, helping me run the meeting is Natasha Osmus and Jennifer Gowans. So appreciate everybody being here today. We do have our standard consent items on the agenda, which is to approve the minutes of the prior meeting, which the last meeting we had was on May 26, 2023, and those minutes were, I believe, circulated to the board previously. And the second consent item that we have, we usually take these together, is to approve any outstanding payment applications. I don't think that we have any outstanding payment applications. Seth, is that right? I think you guys have utilized all of the PID funds.
Correct. We have used all the PID funds. We are now paying invoices and bills through our bank accounts, which we have set up at Zions and are paying out of monthly.
Okay, great. So we just need to approve the minutes of the prior meeting then. So I would look for a motion from the board to approve the minutes of the meeting held on May 26th.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the board meeting held on May 26th.
And can I get a
second?
Okay. Was that Walker or Holton? I couldn't tell who it was.
That was Holton.
Okay. Thanks, Holton. So motion by Seth, the second by Holton, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, guys. Okay, that takes us into our action items on the agenda. The first item is something we need to do that we didn't take care of back in May, and that was to consider formal appointment of trustees to the offices of chair, vice chair / treasurer, and clerk / secretary. Seth, of course, you've been serving in the role of the clerk / secretary and can continue in that role if you want to, but you also have the opportunity as a board to change these up if you'd like, but since there's three positions, there's an opportunity for each of you to serve. So
my comments would be just to the other board members, as clerk and secretary, I feel like there's the most work to maintain and keep the PID going. And as I am most familiar with it, I think it's probably best that I continue to serve in that position, just to take the workload off Holton and Walker. And but if they disagree, they're welcome to.
No, that sounds great to me. I appreciate all you've done on these stuff.
Yeah, and I'll just say that sounds fine to me too. We do occasionally need a signature from the chair on certain documents, but definitely the clerk secretary is I think that's probably the busiest in terms of, you know, coordinating with us, you know, providing signatures and so on. The vice chair / treasurer, of course, their role is if the chair is not available, they could sign on behalf of the PID in the place of the chair, and then as the treasurer, that the responsibility is primarily for you know, just funds. But again, you know, where you guys are in an interesting position because you've expended all the PID funds, and there is no more there's no more money to manage in the PID, and so there's not much for the treasurer to do at this point. Is there any preference, Holton and Walker, between the two of you, which of you would serve as the chair and which would serve as the vice chair / treasurer?
I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of. Hold
on. I would propose that Holton serve as chair. His signature is required the most, and he's in the office available the most.
Okay.
And so if we're signatures needed, I can easily run to him and get that signature. So for that purpose and that purpose only, I would propose Holton serve as chair, Walker serve as vice chair.
Okay. So we just, if everybody's agreeable to that, we just need a motion then to appoint Holton as the chair and Walker as the vice chair.
I will make a motion to appoint Holton as chair and Walker as vice chair.
And do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay.
I'll second.
And was that, Walker, was that you? Or was that Holton?
That was Holton again.
Okay, thanks. Sorry, I can't see.
No, you're good.
I can't see who's talking. So, all right, thanks. So motion by Seth, second by Holton. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, thanks, guys. So we will move forward with those new positions. Okay, our next action item, just moving along here, is to consider approval of Resolution 2022-03C. This is actually an old resolution. It's one that the board has approved before for the annexation of property into the district boundaries. This is to facilitate the boundary change. The reason we're having you reapprove this is the Lieutenant Governor's office has some deadlines that they enforce, which basically require when an annexation or a boundary change is submitted, it has to be within a certain amount of time of when the board has approved it. And so because, you know, our last meeting was in May, we just are asking you guys to reapprove this resolution so that it's up to date, so we can submit it with the plats to the Lieutenant Governor's office. So nothing more complicated than that, but if there's any questions, I'm happy to field those, or we can make a motion just to approve this resolution.
I would make a motion to approve Resolution 2022-3C.
Okay. Do we have a second for that?
Yeah.
All right.
This is Holton.
Thanks. Thanks, Holton. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Thanks, guys. The only other item on the agenda is just to discuss dates for budget meetings. We do have a requirement to conduct budget meetings every year for the PIDs, and that it requires a minimum of 2 meetings. And so what we typically do is have one in November and one in December. They should be really brief. In the first meeting, we approve the tentative budget that's prepared by CLA, and then we're required to schedule a public hearing, which would be held at the second meeting, and then we could approve the final budget for next year. So if we can either do this after the fact, but if you guys wanted to set some dates right now, we could look at some dates that are available in November and December. We were looking earlier today at, I know there's some availability on November 9th, which is a Thursday. We could set a meeting November 9th. And then we could have the second meeting on December 7th, which is also a Thursday. I don't know how those dates look for you guys.
Both those dates work fine for me.
Okay.
They work for me as well. This is Holton.
Okay.
I have morning conflicts, but as long as you're in the afternoon, I'm open. I'll alternate on both days.
Okay. What if we did 1 p.m.? On both of those.
1:30 is better.
1:30? Okay, let's plan on 1:30 on both of those days. Does that work for everybody?
That works great. This is Holton. Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Yes, it works for me too.
Okay, so we'll plan on 1:30 on November 9th and then again on December 7th. Okay, and Jennifer can send out the calendar invite and the Zoom link for that, so you don't need to worry about sending that out. Okay, that was all the business we had for PID number 1, so we just need a motion to adjourn, and then we'll move quickly into the PID number 2 meeting. one of you like to
make? I would make a
okay.
motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, thanks again, Seth and Holton. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
So I'm just going to stop the recording.